All right, as promised, we're joined right now by somebody who played 15 seasons in the NFL, a three-time Pro Bowler, 12th all-time in passing yardage and TDs, a Heisman Trophy winner, a consensus All-American. He was the first pick in the 2003 draft out of USC. He appears today courtesy of FedEx Air and Ground NFL program. Of course, I'm speaking of Carson Palmer. Carson, good to have you back. How are you?
Great, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you, bud. All right, so tell me about this first. You and I spoke back in September just as the NFL season was starting, and it was going to be your first year of retirement. What was the first season like for you away from the game?
You know, it was great. I had a blast. I really didn't miss the game like I anticipated missing it. I had a great time being a fan and watching my former teammates, my former teams, and I was really anticipating kind of a little bit of a struggle, especially early on. But the longer the season went on and the more times I saw these quarterbacks getting smacked around, the more I enjoyed being a retired quarterback.
Carson Palmer joining us. That's funny, but I understand what you're saying. Talking about quarterbacks getting smacked around, I got to say, Carson, this is a huge Lamar Jackson house, and the team is completely different with him at quarterback. That said, he is running the football quite a bit. He's taking a lot of hits. It worked this season, but is that kind of thing sustainable long term?
I don't think so. I think they have a lot of issues going forward because they're in a situation with Flacco and his contract, and you can't let Flacco sit on the sideline taking up 14 or 15% of your salary cap. But you, if you let him go or move on from him, you're fully committing to Lamar. And like you said, at 205, 210 pounds, I love watching him play, but I hate seeing all the hits he takes. I mean, to rush the ball as many times as he's running these quarterback design runs or taking off on a pass play after he goes through his progressions, it's just tough to do 16 weeks in and out, especially when he gets to year 2, 3, and 4 and he's not 23 years old anymore. At that point, you're going to see him miss a game here or two games there, a three-game stretch. And when that's your starting quarterback and you're so used to a guy like Joe Flacco who just played year in, year out, week in, week out, that's tough to overcome, especially from the quarterback position.
Carson Palmer joining us. You know, you've got all the young quarterbacks. And then at the other end of the spectrum, Carson, you were on with Boomer and Geo this morning, and you were talking about Eli Manning and said that when a quarterback gets to be 35 or 36, you get to a point where things do not work the way they used to. So let me ask you this. Is it a matter of not putting in the prep or the work, or is it a matter of your body just not responding?
Oh, I think in Eli's case, it's not. It has nothing to do with the amount of prep and work. That guy works his butt off. And prepares and trains. But at some point, you lose a little bit. You lose a little bit of velocity. You lose a little bit of arm speed. You lose a little bit of zip. You lose a little bit of the ability to transfer your weight into throws from your right foot onto your left foot. I mean, you just slowly, like in anything, the older you get, you know, the more speed and explosiveness that, you know, it just goes away. And there's nothing you can do to train for it or regain it. You just slowly... you slowly lose it. And we had talked a little bit about Philip Rivers, and Philip Rivers has never beat anybody with arm strength. So as his arms gotten a little bit weaker over the years, he was always beating people with anticipation and timing. And I think he can continuously play the next 2 or 3 years maybe just because he's not going to rely on arm strength. Where Eli's got a strong arm. He's beat people and zip, you know, putting balls in certain holes and putting velocity on balls where defenders couldn't get to. But as those things start to slip and you lose those things, you can't regain them.
Carson Palmer joining us. And then, Carson, you look at Tom Brady at 41, Drew Brees at 40. Have you seen slippage in either one of those guys, the kind of slippage you're talking about?
Yeah, a little bit in both of them. You know, Brady's going on 41, 42 years old, whatever it is. You can see there's a little bit of loss in velocity. But the knowledge and the experience that both those guys have gained over the years, they're playing a game that you know, they're seeing things unfold before they actually unfold. They've seen the same blitzes, the same pressures, the same red zone defenses over and over and over again. So you have seen a little bit, you've seen a little deterioration in their skills. But again, those guys, a lot like Philip, they're beating people with anticipation and putting the ball in the hole before a defender's ready for it or before a receiver's even breaking to that point where that ball is going to be. Those guys are playing the game a little bit faster than everybody around them, and they're getting away with it, even though their arm or athletic ability has deteriorated a little bit. But they're playing and beating people with anticipation.
Carson Palmer was the first pick overall. He joins us. Now, you're working with the FedEx Air and Ground NFL program, and the nominees for both awards are being announced today. For the Air Award, it's Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes, and Philip Rivers. Carson, who gets your vote in that category?
So I actually just voted. I voted for Patrick Mahomes. I really wanted my buddy Drew to win, and would really love to see Philip win. But when he went out and threw for 50 touchdowns this year, that sealed the deal for me. For the FedEx Ground Player of the Year, I voted for Ezekiel Elliott. He led the league in rushing again. He's an absolute stud. His numbers speak for themselves. So those two guys got my votes. You can easily log on and vote on the Twitter NFL page. It's very easy. It's very simple. You can also vote on NFL.com/FedEx. FedEx is donating $20,000 to the air winner and the ground winner, and that money goes to our USO Pathfinder program, which helps our retired service men and women. It helps them move on to the next phase of their life and transition into civilian life.
You handled that like a boss. Carson Palmer, my guest. One last thought. So you mentioned the nominees also for the Ground Award. When you've got Ezekiel Elliott and Saquon Barkley and Todd Gurley, as you point out, you got some studs right here. The thinking has long been that you can't really exercise a first-round pick on a running back, yet all three of those guys were. So where do you come out? I mean, does that tell us you can use a pick on a running back if it's one of those guys, if it's a really good back?
Oh, absolutely. If it's a cream-of-the-crop back, if it's a top one percenter, you know, a guy that's had production like Le'Veon Bell, a guy that's had production like Gurley and Ezekiel, absolutely, I'd use the first pick on him. Just ask the Giants how they feel about that. I mean, they used it on Saquon, and it wasn't the first pick, but it was right there, second or third, I believe, and I don't think they looked back for a second. Dallas, you know, spent the fifth pick on Ezekiel Elliott, and that team isn't even close to playoffs with Ezekiel Elliott. I think the question comes down to do you pay him on their second contract? I think that's a tougher one to answer. But if you're talking about a cream of the crop guy, a top 1 or 2% back, I absolutely use a top 5 pick on him.
Carson, I know you got to go. Can I ask you really quickly, what did you think of watching the entire Antonio Brown thing play out this week?
You know, it's just so shocking to me that you're hearing this about the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, drama and things happen in every locker room. And they don't always get out. Sometimes they get out and they're made public. But for drama to be made public coming out of the Pittsburgh Steelers organization just shocks me. You just don't hear of it. All you hear about the Pittsburgh Steelers is they win football games, they play good defense, the steel curtain, you know. But to hear them being talked about constantly, and you're not even talking about football. You're not even talking about wins and losses. You're talking about, you know, drama of a player and contract holdouts. And it's just so shocking to hear that it's coming out of Pittsburgh. But, you know, being a former NFC North player, I kind of love it.
Carson Palmer, 15 years in the NFL and appearing courtesy of FedEx Air and Ground NFL program. Carson, great to get caught up. Appreciate it very much.
Jim, great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on, man.
Good talking to you, bud. Anytime you want. I'd love to have you back. Carson Palmer joining us. All right, quick timeout. He voted for Pat Mahomes and said he wanted to vote for his guy, Drew Brees, even Philip Rivers. But when a guy throws for 50 TDs, you got to vote for him. I agree.